Old-style feedback often hinders, not helps, performance improvement. The old way of giving feedback doesn't fit today's jobs. In the past, it was easier to see how much work someone did, but now, with 70% of people working in jobs like services and knowledge, it's hard to measure their work. Feedback in companies is rare, often based on personal opinion, and looks back at what already happened. Example, a study from Columbia University found that people only really listen to 30% of the feedback they get, ignoring the rest. In schools, focusing too much on grades can make students care less about learning since they can't change their grades after the fact. Yet, this old-school feedback is still widely used in both schools and businesses. Feedback takes a lot of time. Deloitte, a big company with over 250,000 employees, found they spend about 2 million hours every year on reviewing performance. But the usual way of reviewing, from the top down, doesn't help people grow in their careers or get more involved in their work. It often points out what's wrong without offering solutions, making people feel stuck and judged, leading to a feeling of learned helplessness, where they think they can improve their situation. Feedforward emphasizes future goals over past errors. Marshall Goldsmith, an executive leadership coach, introduced the concept of feedforward. It suggests seeking advice on future improvements rather than dwelling on past mistakes. This method encourages focusing on what can be changed moving forward. In feedforward, managers have brief weekly meetings with employees to discuss ongoing tasks and recent work. These meetings emphasize growth and open conversation. Managers can provide advice, while employees can discuss their strengths, team objectives, and career goals. Feedforward guides employees on a journey of self-discovery and gives them clear professional direction. Feedforward's repair, regenerates, expands, particular, authentic, impacts, refines. The feedforward model has six parts that work together to improve organizations. You can use all of them or just the ones that fit your needs. Regenerates feedforward helps people find their purpose and sees them as valuable investments. It offers chances for leadership growth and job changes to build skills. This approach encourages employees to keep learning for job happiness and career growth. Expands feedforward opens up possibilities for people to come up with new ideas. For example, Pixar uses plussing and critiques, using phrases like yes, and to keep ideas flowing instead of shutting them down. Structured debates also create more ideas than open brainstorming. Particular feedforward focuses on one issue at a time, to avoid decision fatigue caused by too much information. In feedforward sessions, advice should be simple, clear, and well-defined. Authentic, true improvement needs honest feedback, even if it's tough. Beginners might like positive comments, but experts value constructive criticism. Give useful feedback, but don't just say nice things to soften the blow. Share your observations and facts with a focus on future success. Impact, knowledge is only useful if you act on it. When motivating employees, start with a big goal and break it into smaller steps. Encourage your team to come up with their own ways to achieve their goals. Refines, feedback helps employees feel like they're part of their own growth. Leaders should build teams with diverse styles, promoting healthy debate and creative friction to spark new ideas. Feedforward enhances creativity, teams, consciousness, and autonomy. Managers and teachers share the task of assessing and improving with employees and students. Feedforward offers four key performance benefits. Creativity, it lets your imagination explore new areas without limits. Consciousness, paying attention to your inner thoughts helps you work, play, and live better. Teamwork, it greatly enhances team collaboration and communication. Autonomy, it gives people the confidence to take action on their own. Creativity blossoms with curiosity and freedom. Creativity thrives when people have the freedom to choose and try new things. Strict rules can kill creativity because people often don't challenge what seems unchangeable. Unlike traditional feedback, which tells people what to do, feedforward helps employees see their own potential and encourages them to think outside the box. In traditional feedback, the giver holds more power, but feedforward promotes equality. It encourages curiosity, inquiry, and autonomy, shifting the power dynamic. How authority figures communicate influences people's creativity and problem-solving. Open-ended tasks allow diverse solutions to emerge. For example, 3M encourages breaks and welcomes speculative pursuits for insights. Similarly, Google allows 20% of employee time for exploring ideas, while U.S. schools offer Genius Hour for students to choose what to learn, fostering accountability and personal growth. Listening to your inner voice improves your performance. Feedback usually comes from others like a boss or coach, but feedforward is about looking inside yourself. It's about honestly evaluating your own passions, skills, and fears. By listening to your inner voice and understanding yourself, you can choose your own direction. Changes in behavior start from within. Others' opinions can help, but real change comes from your own reaction. Michael Gervais, a sports psychologist, plays a crucial role in the Seattle Seahawks support team. He helps players develop mental strength and self-awareness. The team's coaches focus on personal growth, not just winning. By committing to team values and evaluating their own abilities, players find success. Boost your mind with these techniques. Here are some strategies to boost your mental game in sports, work, and school. Constructive self-talk. Teach yourself to make better choices and handle feelings by being your own cheerleader. This means encouraging yourself, thinking through your actions, and evaluating how you do. It's like having a helpful coach inside your head. Phantom practice. Pretend you're practicing in your mind. This trick, called phantom practice, is like a mental rehearsal that can boost your actual performance, just as if you were physically practicing. Mindfulness. Paying attention to the current moment can make you feel better both physically and mentally. A study showed that 45% of teens stress over school, but trying to shield them too much won't help them become tough adults. Mindfulness, or focusing on the now, helps students manage their actions, focus better, and do well in school. Describe, don't prescribe. When you're scared or anxious, simply naming what you're feeling can help. If you're facing something tough, recognize your feelings and thoughts without beating yourself up. For example, people afraid of spiders felt less scared when they talked about their fear openly. One thing at a time. Multitasking can cloud your thinking and hinder learning. It's crucial to prioritize and concentrate on one task at a time to stay productive. Treat all moments as equals. To reduce stress, approach every task with the same dedication. This mindset helps you remain calm and focused, even in high-pressure situations. Make it stick. To change behavior, start by forming new habits. For example, practicing mindfulness can shift your emotional state and boost your immune system. Establish a routine of a trigger, action, and reward to create new brain patterns. Trust yourself. Trusting your instincts is vital, especially when you have high expectations for yourself. Listening to your inner voice and believing in your abilities can bring out the best in you. Feedforward enhances team communication and cooperation. Today's shoppers want companies to be honest, and employees seek meaningful work. This trend is making workplaces more focused on their values, and it all starts with the leaders. Good leaders aim for both success and purpose, working to benefit everyone involved. Changing from giving feedback to offering feedforward can help leaders develop these qualities. The small signals in everyday work life shape a company's culture. When these signals are negative and dwell on past errors, the work environment can become toxic. However, if they are positive and look forward to future opportunities, a healthy team culture can grow. Feedforward, with its forward-looking approach, can motivate employees by giving them a sense of purpose and encouraging teamwork, contribution, and cooperation. Autonomy shifts people from victims to creators. Feedforward focuses on strengths and future possibilities, giving people the tools of autonomy. Instead of feeling limited by others' opinions of your weaknesses, Feedforward empowers you to find strength in your own efforts. You might struggle with believing that your actions matter and that you have control over outcomes. This mindset shift fosters resilience and self-determination rather than hopelessness. Autonomy's three S's are support, sweat, and significance. Supporting new employees through coaching and mentoring is a valuable investment that boosts their confidence and independence. Strong social connections within teams enhance productivity. Hard work, sweat, is more crucial than talent for achieving success. Even talented individuals must apply effort, practice, and work toward their goals. Significance, the joy your work brings, increases engagement. Having control over your work and choices can create a sense of ownership and autonomy, even in mundane tasks. Challenges with traditional feedback. Traditional feedback undermines autonomy with rewards and praise. External rewards lead people to pursue external goals rather than personal satisfaction. Autonomy and effort are more effective for long-term success. Praise focused solely on the end result empowers the giver but limits employees' view of their potential. Using feedforward to prioritize process and growth shows employees how to improve and build their success, despite experiencing setbacks. Feedforward is not just a tool, it's a mindset that unlocks potential, enhances mastery, and fosters self-discovery in all aspects of life. Key points. Old-style feedback hinders performance, improvement in modern jobs. Marshall Goldsmith introduced feedforward to focus on future improvements. Feedforward emphasizes growth and open conversation in brief weekly meetings. The repair model guides feedforward implementation, regenerates, expands, particular, authentic, impact, refines. Feedforward enhances creativity, consciousness, teamwork, and autonomy. Strategies like constructive self-talk and mindfulness boost mental games.